Sean Spicer, Conservatives, Breitbart Nation Sending Shockwaves to Hollywood with DWTS Support. By Hannah Blow on October 7, 2019. Former White House Press Secretary and current Dancing with the Stars contestant Sean Spicer told Breitbart News Sunday that conservatives and Breitbart Nation are sending shockwaves to both Hollywood and the establishment media with their continued support of his run on the show. Sean Spicer thanked Breitbart Nation for its continued support of his run on the show and said that it is sending shockwaves to the entertainment and media industries, which are largely dominated by leftists. I know you and Breitbart have been huge. I can't thank you enough for this. It's sending shockwaves. People are getting excited, and it's cool to be part of this. Spicer said, noting that he occasionally looks at comments on social media and notices that some are continually shocked that he continues to advance on the show week after week. I try not to, but every once in a while I can't help but look at the comments on some of the social media sites, and they're like, how is he still on there? Spicer said. He continued. The thing that I find funny is, it's the same kind of stuff harken back to the last election. How did this happen? And well, it's because we got out there and we voted. I know this is not even in the same ballpark as an election. We're getting real people and real policies. But it does send a message to these folks that like there are people out there who support the agenda and policies and want to see people do well. And I think it does send a great message that there's a good amount of support out there. Spicer alluded to the remarks he made on Breitbart News Sunday a few weeks ago. At the time, he said, Hollywood largely shuns folks on the right. This is an opportunity to show that we are human beings. We're good people. We care about the country, that we're out there. Ultimately, Spicer hopes his continued presence in the competition makes leftist-dominated industries realize that conservatives have a bigger voice than they thought. When they look at their programming and they look at everything, they may hopefully, stop to say, hey, this Spicer guy has a lot of support from places like Breitbart. Maybe we should start to think just a little or even acknowledge that the programming or even the audience shares that point of view. I hope people understand that this is not just about me, Spicer pressed. This is hopefully about really something bigger. The thing that is so funny about all of the criticism that we on the right get is, I don't think you can find an instance where I'm going off about some other cast member's personal beliefs. And Karamo is actually one of the really good guys, I think. I clearly don't share his politics, but he literally said from the beginning, I'm interested in understanding more about you and the policies that you support. And I think frankly that's what we're missing. He's been a great person to get to know, and I think he's right. I don't go out there and condemn folks on the left. I disagree with their policies vehemently. And I'm very proud to be a fiscal and social conservative, but I don't disparage folks on the left. I hope to convince them, and I hope what I can do is go out there and say, here's why being a conservative is better for families, better for business, better for the country. But I think we've lost it to the point where there are folks that are saying, Spicer should never be on the show. He's not allowed. That's insane. The idea that the left, if they don't like you, they shut you out. Spicer said the hysterical reaction from many on the left demonstrates a massive double standard. If conservatives engaged in the same behavior and said don't allow these people on television, don't let them go on shows, the right would be accused of stifling free speech, Spicer said. The left and the media, they hate it when the media gets bashed and they say this is wrong. Except when it's Fox News or Breitbart, Spicer said. Then it's okay, because as long as you're bashing the right, it's okay. So if you're bashing Sean Spicer for being on a show, it's okay. If you're bashing someone who has left-leaning policies, well, that's an abuse of freedom of speech. The double standard and hypocrisy is sometimes a little too much to swallow. Spicer continued, stressing that the media need to realize that conservatives have the right to partake in culture. Spicer told Breitbart News Sunday that he and his dancing partner Lindsay Arnold will be the third performance on Monday night's DWTS. Supporters can begin casting votes at 8 p.m. EST. But the voting window closes at 10 p.m. Supporters can vote for Spicer up to 20x10 by texting Sean to 21523 and 10 by voting online at abc.com. Further details are on the team's website, spicerarnold.com. I know this is not life and death or big deal, but it is great to see people going out there and hopefully not just because they want to see me go on, but because they care about the cause, Spicer said. adding that he is very, very honored to continue to have the support folks out there listening, reading Breitbart, because it does send a message.